are watching the Anthony Rogers Show.
Everyone is fake, but everything is great. As long as you can clean the messes that you make, I punch you in the face, but everything is safe.
Hey, thanks for watching this video, and I want to say without Company's Lock, Luxurious Bastard Beard Oil, this video wouldn't be possible to make, so you can go to the links in the description, Luxurious Bastard, promo code Legendary, and get some beard oil, great smells, great function, great look, great shine, you know. Do that and support the sponsors so we can continue to make videos like this for you. Thank you.
This is Frankie McDowell, my old team.
Whoa, that was a webcast from weeks ago, but Frankie will be on the show today to give us a fresh weather update. No more snow. I think it was 60 degrees earlier. I finally got to ride my bike outside and work out finally. It was nice not having to deal with that weather for once. And that gave me like a flashback of horror films hearing Frankie say how cold it was going to be. But cool. No, we got a cool episode today. Craig has been on here once before. If you look at the Motorhome Mike episode, if you like this episode and you're interested. This is Peanut Butter Craig. He's huge on TikTok right now. How you doing, brother?
What's up?
How you doing, man? Like, yeah. Do what?
It's another exciting day.
Yeah, it was. It was nice that it wasn't freezing outside. Like, you're in Missouri too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It wasn't so. I mean, it's the first day that I was like, or yeah, I guess yesterday kind of was the first day. It was like, oh man, I could actually go outside again. Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, I went on a scooter ride.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. You had to get outside.
I went on a bike ride. I went on like an e-bike ride, but it was nice. So how did you – let's pull up some videos real fast for people that an intro real fast. It'll be easier to kind of get the point across without me just like describe it. But
yeah.
Why is it not playing? It's taking forever. My internet sucks right now or something. What's going on? Hang on. I couldn't even see any of that. Could you see that?
I can just see a shelf of eggs. The video wasn't moving or nothing.
That's what I thought. Okay, I messed it up. Hang on, let me figure this out.
It was just a still frame.
Yes, okay, good. That's exactly what I saw it was. Let's make sure. There you go. Let me pull that TikTok up again. Well, this shit legit made me laugh. Like these videos, man. You got some funny shit here. Like, yeah.
Well, I guess
I'm looking at it. Do what?
If you have a sense of humor, you think it's funny. That's the way I look at it.
Dude, yeah. It was pretty funny. Alright, let's do this one. Dude, what the fuck is going on with my internet? This is like the most ghetto fucking internet ever. It's starting to piss me off. Like,
Oh, you're gonna have to control alt delete.
Yeah, fuck it, apparently. What is going on? This is the most ghetto fucking internet. I'm about to hold my phone up to the fucking thing, like just to fucking play a video. It's crazy. I have like office. I have like shit, a fast fucking internet. It makes no sense. Okay, so let's see. So people have questions already. So a lot of people already know who you are without me even being able to show the fucking video. All right, so which is good. You ask him what his favorite food is other than peanut butter?
Lasagna. Lasagna is my favorite food.
Lasagna is fucking good. That's a good call. Someone said yes, Craig, in the comments. Yeah, I'm trying to pull this up. I don't know what's going on with this ghetto internet, man. It's like crazy ghetto. Okay. Hang on, let me see if I can get this pulled up. My phone's not even on, and I turned everything on. I'm like over-describing my internet. It's not working. What a great podcast. No. I'm just joking. So what gave you this idea to start this?
I have one of those weird ants that's always bringing me stuff. It was right in the beginning when I first started TikTok, and it was a Friday. And I, like I said, I have one of those aunt that's always just bringing me stuff. And that day, she just happened to bring me a jar of peanut butter. And it was a Friday. I was like, I need to make a TikTok. I haven't made a TikTok in a while, so I just posted my first TikTok. My first TikTok on peanut butter. I was like, it's Friday night, and I got a big jar of peanut butter. And I posted that, and the comments just went nuts. And that's how Peanut Butter Friday was born.
So that was you just posted a video and it immediately just blew up, basically?
Yeah, I just posted a video saying it's Friday night and I got a big jar of peanut butter. And after I posted that, I read the comments. I'm like, everybody's like naturally going to the making love to the peanut butter. So I ran at it. And that's how Peanut Butter Friday was born.
That's crazy. All right, I'm gonna try and pull it up again. I think my internet should work. I don't know if it's like your TikTok, if they're not, or if it's like, is you're saying you're getting shadow banned from doing this too?
Well, yeah, but that shouldn't affect you watching it.
It's just okay.
That just limits the number of viewers I have.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably my internet. Okay, I made it popular first, so we just hit the big ones first, and then.
How many followers do I got?
Like you got 100,000 followers and you got millions of views. I'm gonna pull through. I see popular. Okay, share screen.
And today's a special. Even though it's Tuesday and not Friday, I got a virgin jar of peanut butter.
Do you?
Yes. Because this is a special occasion.
Someone in the comments asked what happened to Mayo Mondays.
Mayonnaise would spoil too fast. Yeah, that'd be a health.
All right, so issue. This is proof you don't have kids in your basement. It's a hilarious video. 1.2 million. Why is it not playing? This is crazy. Like, literally, I'm just clicking a fucking video and it's not coming out. This is starting to piss me off. Like, okay, I'm going to hold my fucking phone up because, like, I have, like, apparently 1996 internet. So Jesus Christ, I want people to see the videos are hilarious. I want to show them. It's like crazy. Like somehow I don't have no idea.
Check me out, guys, on TikTok. They can hear me, right?
Yeah, they can hear you and see you. They just can't see the videos for some reason. They weren't playing.
Yeah, check me out on that little guy on TikTok, Three Wise. You can see all my.
I'm trying to show you guys that at home. Like, but here, okay. So we're gonna. That's a shit. It's so shitty. I want to eat it. This started pissing me off, Craig. We got fucking so many funny videos, bro. No, you're so chill. I like it. But I'm like, man, we got these fucking hilarious videos, and like, I can't even pull them off. It's like crazy.
Well, like I said, stupid stuff like this happens to me all the time, so I'm just like,
yeah, it's crazy.
Should we show them what happens on Friday? Should we go ahead and show them?
Show them what happens. Yeah.
It's not Friday, guys. So you guys are special. Today we're gonna enjoy Peanut Butter Tuesday instead of Peanut Butter Friday. We got a fresh jar of peanut butter. You know what that means. Seal still on and everything. See, you can tap it. Hasn't ever been tapped before. Yes, the smell of fresh peanut butter. Gotta warm it up. You guys ready for this? I'm not going to violate no guidelines, am I? Okay. It's all about Peanut Butter Friday, people. Ever heard about Push and Pee? Yes, it's Push and Pee, but it's Tuesday instead of Peanut Butter Friday. Yes. Now, the thing is if you ever open up the jar of peanut butter?
Hi, Anthony. Guess what? I got something to say. I sent you a link to Mazda trucks.
My internet's being weird right now. It's hard to pull up stuff right now. My internet's being crazy. How are you doing, brother?
Oh, you're good. If you ever open up your jar of peanut butter and there's a hole in it, don't eat it, people. That's a tainted jar of peanut butter.
That means that goes in the garbage. That goes to the organics, the green bin.
That's a tainted jar of peanut butter.
That goes in the organics, the green bin.
Do you know about Peanut Butter Friday, sir?
Peanut butter is made of peanuts and things like this. They have a lot of ingredients.
Especially the special ingredient on Friday. And that's Peanut Butter Friday, people. Yes. Good thing about the peanut butter, it never says no, and it never talks back. Yes.
Someone asked about the used jar in the comments.
You're gonna try the, sir, you're gonna try the Peanut Butter Friday now?
We try to pull up that link, Frankie. I've been wasn't having luck with TikTok. I'm trying to. My internet's being so slow right now.
Oh.
All right. So you want me to pull up the Monster Truck Madness thing, Frankie? You saying?
Yes.
All right. Once I'm trying right now. Hang on. It's taking forever. My internet's so slow right now. It's crazy.
It's all good.
We're pulling it up there.
I can always come back another day, too.
No, this is cool. I'm just saying for me pulling up stuff. You guys are fine. I'm just saying usually I can pull up. Like, look how slow this is. This is crazy. I'm trying to show Frankie's thing he showed me, and like, I can't even hit a button. I hit that button 20 minutes ago. Okay. So, Frankie, explain what this is.
Monster trucks are coming to Sydney, Nova Scotia on Saturday, June 7, 2025.
Awesome. You're inviting everybody?
Yes.
That's awesome, man. So where's that at?
It's in that center 200 in Sydney, Nova Scotia, 11:30 a.m. Central Time, 1:30 p.m. Atlantic Time, Saturday, June 7th, 2025.
That's awesome. Well, everybody should go check that out. Hey, Craig, someone's asking in the comments, why'd you get fired from Wreck-It Benckiser?
I showed up intoxicated. Yeah, I volunteered to work Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, the night before Thanksgiving. I volunteered to work or whatever, and I didn't realize it was a drinking holiday, and I showed up intoxicated. I went to the bar beforehand. Wasn't planning on getting drunk, only was planning on having a couple. Yes.
They won't even work. I thought you had to be drunk to work at Wreck-It Benckiser.
Well, I worked the midnight to noon shift back then in the day. That was 15 years ago.
That's crazy, yes.
So I showed up at midnight, just like, because like I said, I didn't realize, because I went to the bar earlier, and I didn't realize it was a holiday, so I ended up having a couple more than I thought I was going to have. But I made it to work.
So, did you pass out a stack of boxes or somewhere?
Yeah. Gaylords or whatever, they're like sheets, cardboard sheets. Because actually, the plant was actually closed down.
What's the weather looking like this week?
Right now, next week is going to get cool, warm air, cooler, fighting each other in Missouri. As of right now, down in Missouri, it's cool outside, warm air, fighting each other this week as well. It's cool outside where I'm at right now. It's mild though. It's above freezing where I'm at right now. It's going to rain in Sydney, Nova Scotia tomorrow. Things are going great so far. I'm doing really well this week so far, and guess what? Monster Trucks are heading to Sydney, Nova Scotia on June 7th. You got the link already.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. I'm going to try and go to that June what?
Saturday, June 7th at 10 to 100.
That's awesome. I'm going to check that out, June 7th.
At 12:30 Eastern, 1:30 Atlantic, 11:30 Central.
Someone's asking... I'll ask both of you guys. What's your favorite
pepperoni and cheese? Pepperoni and cheese.
That's a good call. Craig, what's your favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni and jalapeno.
Nice. Classic. Asked me twice. They're really hyped to know that. Someone said, love you, Craig. I first met him when I was working at Pizza out of Mexico Road when I was still shorter than he is. He would stand on
way back crates. In the day.
Yeah.
That was way back in the day.
I'm might try to pull her up.
Yep, I moved on from pizza. It's all about the peanut butter now.
And did you hear about? Did you hear about that? It's pretty cool right now. This is the final week of February.
Yeah, it is. Is it warm up there too?
It's mild out in Sydney, Nova Scotia, right now. Friday is the last of the month.
Nice. So is it summer yet, or what?
Over in North America, time springs ahead, losing hours. Daylight savings time begins Saturday, March 8th, and Sunday, March 9th, 2025. You have to go to bed 1 hour earlier due to time spring ahead.
When's that happen again?
Saturday, March 8th, and Sunday, March 9th.
Wow, man. I'm looking forward to that.
And then after that, the daylight savings time begins in the United Kingdom in Europe on March 29th and March 30th, 2025. People that didn't lose an hour of sleep in Europe a few weeks after our time springs ahead. The day after my birthday on April 24th, Egypt's daylight savings time begins. The day after my birthday on April 25th and the 26th, that when losing 1 hour of sleep, people there have to go to bed 1 hour early because time springs ahead, losing an hour of sleep.
Man, I don't like daylight savings time.
That's why you have to go to bed 1 hour early, so to dodge to lose an hour of sleep.
Messes everything up. And by the time you get used to it, it's over with.
What's better, Domino's?
Once again, around March 20th, the sun's direct rays will be reaching the equator. On March 20th, there'll be 12-hour daylight, 12-hour darkness all over the world.
Wait, when is this?
March 20th, 12-hour daylight, 12-hour darkness all over the whole world, both North Pole and South Pole. Once again, in the end of May, there'll be 24-hour darkness in Antarctic research stations then.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. Hey, what's up, Jenny, in the comments? Jenny, say what's up to you guys.
Down in Australia, in New Zealand, in Chile, first weekend of April, time falls back. People gain an hour of sleep. Time falls back in Chile, Australia, and New Zealand, first weekend in April this year.
That's crazy.
Their fall starts on March 20th. Same day as our first day of spring. That's their first day of fall in New Zealand. Once again, around June 20th, that's their first day of winter and our first day of summer at the same time. That's my longest day of the year, and that's their shortest day of the year. And down in New Zealand, their shortest day of the year is June 20th this year.
How's that going to affect the peanut butter?
That means they got their own peanut butter down in New Zealand. They got their own, and then they got their places to grow peanuts in farmlands somewhere in Southeast Asia. And even Australia. And New Zealand has their own farmlands to grow peanuts.
That's crazy. Looking more than a lot right now.
New Zealand's finishing up their summer. Their fall starts on March 20th.
Oh, man, I didn't think about that.
March 1st. This year is the 60th day of 2025. March 1st. Once again, around April 10th, that's 100th day of 2025.
He's trying to take over your show.
He's doing a good job. I feel like we're learning. I feel like we're learning a lot. It's great. So when is it going to be warm for? Is it warm forever now, or what's going on in Missouri? Is Missouri warm for the rest of the year?
That means for next few warm months, warm air, cold air, fighting each other. Because the vertical equinox, once again, around the month of April, severe weather seas will be really bad in central states. It's going to bring a lot of tornadoes and severe weather and large hail and damaging winds. And a lot of tornadoes this year.
Will there be any peanut butter outbreaks?
It could be peanut. That means tornadoes could be. Peanuts could be flying in tornadoes.
Interesting.
Says Craig, I know who's been sending food to your house. He lived by me. I don't know. Does that make sense to you?
If you want to follow me on, if you want to follow me on social media, my blue sky is at Frankie Mac D. My Twitter now X is at Frankie Mac D. My link tree is Frankie Mac Down. My Threads is at Frankie Mac D 94. My Facebook is Frankie Mac Down. My Instagram is Frankie Mac D 94. My TikTok is Frank Down 94. My Clapper is Frank Down 94. My Twitch is Frank Down 94. My Snapchat is Frankie ABCD1. My YouTube channel stocks will say my link is Frankie Mac Down. Best luck to you. I'm Frank Down, University of Anthony Rogers Shows.
Thanks a lot, Frankie. You have a good day. See you next week.
Somebody said they've been sending food to my house.
Oh, yeah. Someone said, Craig, I think I know who's been sending food to your house. He lived by me.
Ah.
Someone been sending food to your house?
Somebody tried to, but we keep sending it back.
I wish somebody'd send food to my house. Fuck, I'm starving right now.
Yeah.
Somebody ordered me a fucking pizza. I'm like, fucking hungry, bro. What's your favorite food?
Like I said, my favorite food is lasagna.
You already answered that. I forgot. Italian food's awesome, man. Lasagna's good. Mm-hmm. You like homemade or restaurant, or what's your thing?
I prefer homemade.
Dude, homemade.
But
so
that takes
good.
A lot of time.
Oh, it does. Lasagna. What's your favorite thing to cook?
Me personally, omelets. Yeah,
omelets, dude.
I'm good at making omelets.
Dude, omelets are good as fuck.
Just add different toppings.
I think like pizza is my favorite food. Pizza's good. It keeps stomping.
You need a pizza sponsor.
I know. We need to get Emos to sponsor us.
There you go.
Make us millionaires right now. If you work at Emos and you're watching this, Craig and I need your money. So just send it to us and we'll eat pizza on live stream.
I wish I had money.
No, me too. I was actually glad to be on here so I could borrow some money from you. I was going to see if you had any better luck than me.
Get in line. Get in line with people wanting money from me.
That's funny, man. Okay, so when did you start this whole peanut butter Craig thing?
That's probably been going on for like 4 years, three or four years.
That's crazy.
I've had like 10 different TikTok accounts because, like I said, the Karens and the Kens get offended and report me. So you just got to make another account.
That's crazy.
Oh, we got a new person.
How you doing? Cheers. Hello.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
Is that Michaela?
Good. Yeah, you guys know each other?
Craig, do you know me, Craig?
Yeah, I know her. I know everybody. Craig Rush, the little person. You don't know.
Do what?
She knows me.
Yeah, you guys
friends
work together
on Facebook.
She said in the comments you guys went to work together.
Yeah, way back in the day.
That's crazy.
She worked at the company that I got fired for showing up drunk.
So I met Craig when I was like maybe like 6 or 7 years old. What years did you work at Pizza Hut, Craig?
It was back in my early 20s. I'm 40 something now, so it was 20 years ago. 95, 96, something like that. I don't know.
Melissa Davis in the comments saying she worked with you too, Craig. You got a bunch of people that worked with you.
Oh my God, it's Melissa. Hey, Melissa. I know Melissa too. So down here in Texas, we have this place called Taco Casa.
Is it like Taco Bell?
But better. Less diarrhea.
So, Michaela, how old were you when you met Craig? You met him at Pizza Hut?
So I met Craig at Pizza Hut, and he would stand on milk crates.
Yep.
And make pizzas. Pizza. And I thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
So were you like a kid?
And then I saw him at work one day at Wreck-It Ben Keyser, like 15 years later.
Yeah, Pizza, she was just a kid back then.
That's crazy. I looked a little different.
I was in my early 20s when I was in Pizza Hut.
How many pizzas did you use to sling?
I don't know. All I know is I'd get yelled at when they'd have a printer that prints up with the pizzas orders at the end of the make table, and it'd get jammed up, and I'd hop off my milk crate up onto the make table and run across the make table to unjam the printer and get yelled at. They're like, that's unsanitary. I'm like, gotta do what you gotta do.
What's the saying? You guys all work together at Wreck-It Ben Keyser. Is that true?
I did, yes. Yeah.
Melissa was one of my all-time favorite people of all time.
I went to school with her. I haven't seen her in probably 20 years, but she was cool as fuck. I went to school with her like years ago. I'm old now, so I don't know exactly how many years. But, yes, I know her from different ways. I guess a small town. We're all from O'Fallon, I guess, originally. It's probably the common ground, easy common ground.
O'Fallon, Missouri?
Yeah, I'm from O'Fallon. Are you not from O'Fallon, Craig?
O'Fallon, Missouri ain't a small town.
Well, not for you, but I'm just joking.
Not anymore. It used to be. Oh, okay, yeah. Damn, Anthony.
I'm just fucking around. but it's like, that's where I think you're from there too, right, Craig? You from O'Fallon?
Well, yeah, St. Peter's, next door, St. right Peter. Next door.
Yeah, Melissa. Yeah, I remember you, Melissa. We went to West. I just don't remember when I went to West. I think it was like 20 years ago. I'm old as fuck. But I remember. I definitely remember you. You're always really nice. So, it is a small town, not as small as Foley or Winfield yet. Well, I mean, what's the population? Like 100,000 people or something? Like, I don't know. Michaela's not nowhere near. You're in Kerrville again?
Yeah, I'm back in Kerrville, Hotel California.
Cool. You want to, what's Hotel California?
No, Hotel California.
You can't get out like the song?
Every time I leave, I end up back. But you know what? It's a good place to be, so no complaints.
Have you seen Craig's peanut butter videos?
I saw half of one.
Half of one? Is it because I couldn't
see half of one?
Because it didn't play, probably. Like, because that's all we showed on the show, because it won't play. It's like we're gonna have to describe the video to the kids because they don't pull up on the video. But no, so I'm
Craig, love you so much, Craig. I for real, I've always looked up to you my entire life.
I look up to you guys too. I'm looking up to you guys right now.
I have to go though, but I will watch the rest of this. I have school starting in 2 minutes, but I will watch the rest of it as soon as school's over, I promise.
You have a podcast? You have a podcast right now?
Yeah, it's called the Lowdown and Dirty Podcast. We just started it a couple weeks ago.
Check it out. If you're watching
it. Yeah, it's on Sunday nights. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you for jumping on.
Yeah, good to see y'all. Bye. Thank you.
Later.
Peanut butter is delicious.
As long as it doesn't have a salty taste to it.
If so it says
peanut butter and it has a salty taste to it, stop eating it.
She goes, painted peanut butter. She said, please stop stroking it.
That's what she said.
Someone's asking, Craig, why do you always ask to see melons on Snapchat?
It's all about the melons.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
Melons is like a code word for females. Like jugs.
Yeah, bees. Yeah. So everybody just sent you their tits on Snapchat, is what you're saying? Or melons? Yep. What the fuck? How do I get your job? That's like the best job ever, Craig. How does one become Peanut Butter Craig, you know?
How do I become Peanut Butter Craig?
Yeah.
I don't know. You might be able to pull it off. You got the beard.
We do have a similar beard. Yeah, it's crazy. I was noticing that. We had a similar hairline too. I'm going bald, bad.
You look way younger than I do.
Well, how old are you?
46.
Well, I'm 10 years younger, so that's probably. I still look old, but I'm like, we're still both old. basically, yeah.
Yeah.
But say so, Craig. Can you explain why you always ask? We already answered that, ladies, man. 72, 74. We didn't answer. Craig already answered it, but if you want to answer it again for him. He's like, don't answer. He goes, don't ignore my questions. So he's getting uptight about it.
We get the young. We got the Halloween people in now.
Yeah. So we. I already asked your question, man.
I boot him.
Yeah, I've known Michaela forever too. I've known her forever. That's been one of my friends for probably like 20 years at this point.
Okay, so you've known her for. Forever then.
I actually met her when she worked at Wreck-It Benckiser, I think, is when I actually, when I was a kid, we had a band and she plays the drums. So like hell of a drummer, to be honest. Like, hell of a drummer. Was in a band called What Was Lost out of O'Fallon. And had some pretty packed shows. I mean, it was pretty interesting seeing good songwriter and stuff. Yeah, I think they're in Texas now. Like, yeah. So what are your goals, man? Like, what do you, like, you could probably make a lot of money off this, right? Like, I mean, 100,000 people on TikTok. I mean, that's like everybody's dream, right? Does that make money yet for you?
Well, I don't get paid because, like I said, my content violates community guidelines. So TikTok stopped paying me. I just, people send me stuff and stuff like that. I get like stuff off my wish list.
No, you're a good hustler. I saw that because like you go to the link, it goes to your link tree, and it's like your Venmo, Cash App. I'm like, that's smart as fuck. You just like cut off the middle, man. You're like, fuck. Follow me on Facebook. Send me $20.
Basically, like I said, when I first started TikTok, I used to get paid, but I'd probably make like a couple of the $200-$300 a month, and that lasted for like a year and a half until TikTok cracked down on community guideline violations, and they're like.
You had millions of views, thousands of dollars. You had like thousands of dollars. If you would have got paid for all those millions of views, that's thousands of dollars.
Well, yeah. I had one account that had like 10 videos that had a million views each. And that was, I hated it when that one got banned. But now they just don't pay you money no more. They don't ban you.
Yeah, I noticed that. They hate paying you, man. They want everybody to chase it, and then when you get there, they want to knock you down.
Well, yeah,
so crazy. They don't want anybody doing well. Nobody wants anybody doing well. You know what I mean? So everybody, like I said,
it's not. And everybody like thinks it's like TikTok. It's not TikTok. Like I told you before, we talked about earlier. It's those people that only have like one or two followers, and they're mad because you got like thousands of followers, and they don't get no views. So they're like, oh, we're going to report him because we're jealous.
And I mean, you have more people than me on TikTok. I mean, 100,000 is great. I like seeing people win, though. I'm happy to see people win. I think you should keep doing it, man. It's funny, man. It's a good thing to, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like winners want to see other people win, and I feel like losers want to see everybody lose. You know, it's just like, I think it's funny as fuck, man. You found a funny fucking thing, man. It literally makes everybody laugh. I mean, it's like, some people act like nervous or something. I can see it or something, but it's just legitimately funny, like comedy, and that's what the world needs right now, to laugh and not take everything so seriously. You know, that's what I think, that's huge right now.
That's what I said. Just peanut butter it, you know what I'm saying? That's all you got to say, just peanut butter it. Don't take life seriously. Got to have fun.
That's true, man. We look like the same person. I was like, from this angle, just like the beard. We just look like the same. We just look like the same guy.
There we go. We're twins.
I don't know. I take my hat off. There we go. We look like the same fucking guy. It's weird. That's great. When's the last time you shaved your beard?
It's probably been at least a year and a half, if not longer.
That's a year and a half.
Yeah. Maybe 2 years.
That's crazy.
Been a while.
Well, thank you, man, in the comments. Support people winning, Anthony. I back you all the way. I hope you do too. I hope everybody, I hope, hope everybody's a millionaire. You know, hope we all exceed all of our expectations. And you feel like you're about to rob somebody now. Feel like you're about to rob somebody. Like you're about to pull the mask down. Yeah, it's true though. We do look way. That is crazy.
I don't got the whole see out of.
Yeah. you got to rob him like Helen Keller. You're like, it's like fucking.
You're like, hold up.
Give me all your money. That's crazy, man. So what are your goals, man? Where do you see yourself going with this and stuff, man? It's kind of an interesting thing you're doing.
Well, like I said, I just basically have fun with it. Like some people, like I like to have fun, and I could get the best of both worlds out of TikTok. I got the people that love my content, and then me personally get a satisfaction off the people that just hate it, can't stand it, and you're like, oh, I can't believe he's doing that to the peanut butter on TikTok. When I get those kind of reactions, that brings joy to me too, because I'm like, yeah, I just triggered that person. Because there's people out there like, oh, they get all upset. I'm like, if you don't like it, don't watch it.
Brandon in the comments is saying, little people freak me out. Am I a bad person for that?
Boo.
Boo. Do people
don't
care?
Ever tell me.
Do you care if someone calls you a midget? Is that fucked up like everybody says it is?
I really don't care. Me personally, I don't care. The way I look at it is, you can call me whatever you want. Just don't get offended if I call you something back.
And that's fair. That's fair.
That's how I look at it.
That's free speech. You can make fun of me. No, you can make fun of me the same way. No, I agree with that. I like that. But yeah, everyone always, and it's never like a person that's actually short telling me that I can't say midget. It's always like some girl speaking for short people. It's like, you can't call them that. They fucking hate that. That's like the N-word. And it's like, that's crazy.
Basically how what I was boiling down to, like somebody would be like, hey, yo, it's a midget. I'd be like, hey, yo, it's a African-American, but not that word. And they get all offended. And I'm like, you just called me a midget.
Is that offensive? That's what. Oh, so it is. So it does fuck with you. Someone's like calls you that.
No, not when somebody calls me, when I call them something back and they get mad.
They get freaked out. Okay. I got you.
Yeah. Like they'll be like, I'd be like, oh, it's a midget. I'll be like, oh, it's a fat fucker. And they'd get mad. Because I called them fat after they called me a midget.
That's funny, like, dude. No, I like
call
that.
Me fat. I'm like, well. That's the way I look at it. Funny. Like I said, I can care less what you call me. Just don't get mad when I call you something back.
No, I agree with that. That's good. That's free speech right there. But so how tall are you?
4'6".
4'6". That's crazy. So anything under like 5 foot considered short, basically?
I'm not sure exactly what it is. I think it's a little bit less than 5 foot, I think. But I don't know like the exact. So like I'm tall for a little person.
Okay. So did you go to Fort Zumwalt and all that too?
Yeah, I went to South.
South, okay. I went to West and North. Okay, that's crazy. So that's interesting. So were you? So I guess like, were you a normal height until a certain point and then stopped growing, or were you always shorter than people?
I was always little.
Oh, okay.
To everybody else, yeah.
My friend Matt Cantrell. I should have said his last name. My friend Matt is like that too. He was like a wrestler, and he was like he was really short until he got like senior year and he like spurted up. He's like he was probably 4 foot something forever, and then he just shot up with like. Were they trying to look into like that for you too, like the hormones or whatever it's called, or the. Not the hormones.
I really never looked into that.
You didn't care.
I heard about it, but I never. They're like, you can get shots or whatever, try steroids or whatever, but I never looked into it.
Steroids, that's what it is. Yeah, growth steroid. That's right. Okay, I forgot what it's called. No, I just didn't know. I didn't care either. I'm fucking. I was short until like 16, and I'm like now I'm like 6 foot tall. It was like the same thing. It was like I was like probably. Shorter than you. I mean, from like eighth grade. I mean, you know what I mean? Eighth grade, I was like really short. But it's like, I just hit that growth spurt. Is that what happened? You just didn't have the growth spurt or something? Or is this.
What, with me?
Yeah, it's like most people hit a growth spurt, right? That's the only difference, probably.
Well, yeah. I just stopped growing like really young, basically.
That's all. Okay. I was wondering if that was the only difference. Yeah. But people are interested. I mean, it's interesting to me because I just don't get it. I don't get to talk to somebody short like every day. You know, it's like I don't have a fucking. I mean, I it's all bullshit on the internet and stuff and other people's opinions. I never get to actually ask it. I think it's cool, man. I think it's just, it takes the world to all kinds of people. And it's like a collab, you know? It's like, I think it's, everybody's interesting in their own way, you know? I think everybody's got a thing. I think your beard's almost more interesting than you being short, though. It's getting massive. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, once I didn't work no more, have to go to work every day, I was like, one less headache. Just let it grow.
That's true. That shaving gets annoying, man. Like,
and it's long enough now that it doesn't totally look like, I don't know. When it's shorter, when it was shorter, it looks more, I guess, unclean or whatever. I don't know what the word was. Raggedy, but it filled in, so it looks better.
That's awesome, man. I wish we could pull videos right now so we could like reference what we're actually talking about. It's like it's just the worst day of internet ever. It's like I could barely pull Frankie stuff. And it was just a still page.
But if you're still watching, go follow me on TikTok. ThatLittleGuy.com. That little guy on TikTok.
It's in the description on what you're watching. It says Peanut Butter Craig, and then it says that little guy with three Y's at the end in the description on TikTok. And then also, if you just want to type it in, you can see it after Peanut Butter Craig's name.
Yeah, you type in Peanut Butter Craig, I'll come up too.
Definitely more manly with the beard, she said. Or Brianna said in the comments.
I know if I shave, I'll get carded.
Do you?
Yeah. If I have like a hat on like this and I shave, like, can we see some ID? I'm like, I'm old.
Yeah, I haven't been carded in a while. Wow, it's probably the beard. I haven't been carded in a long time, probably the beard. Yeah, it's probably, I barely got carded when I was a kid. You know, I was like, I had like facial hair at like 16.
Well, that's the thing. When I was a kid, like when I was younger, like 18, 19, I wouldn't get carded because they'd be afraid to offend me. So, and once I figured that out, I'd go buy beer, whatever, at the convenience store because 90% of the time they wouldn't ask me for ID because they didn't want to offend me.
I bet they check ID now, but dirt cheap, never check
ID. Why everybody checks ID? Well, yeah, nowadays they do because they crack down on it so much.
Yeah, as a kid, dirt cheap was always my go-to. Also, I could just go there and, like, get hella beer and they'd sell it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
But now I'm at that age where you're asking for my ID. I'm like, oh, yeah, here you go. I'm like, that's a compliment. You said I look young. All right.
I think our foot long beards like make us not look young. the main thing. Was there anything you want to throw out there before we get out of here? Any links or anything? I want to show videos. I don't have any fucking videos. But you guys should check out that little guy. Oh, sorry.
Just go follow my TikTok. And you want to help buy me peanut butter? Cash App's Peanut Butter Craig. If you want to donate $1 to the Peanut Butter Fund.
Do you believe in aliens?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You believe in aliens?
I believe there's something up there. There's something.
You think they're on Earth? Out there. You think they're on Earth yet?
Huh?
You think the aliens are on Earth yet?
I think some politicians I think would be one.
Yeah, like those shapeshifting
reptiles. But I don't. I think, like I said, I don't think that we're the only ones out there. There's something else out there that's just as smart as we are.
Yeah. Do you believe in do you believe in ghosts and stuff?
Well, yeah.
Me too. Not me too.
Because we're both old, and there's just some stuff that you just cannot explain that we've seen happen. That's where I look at. I'm like, I've been through some stuff or heard some stuff. I'm like, wait a minute. How did that possible?
Yeah, ghosts are probably explain real. Explain it. Ghosts are probably real. I think they're real too. That's crazy. Like, you ever had a near-death experience?
You know who you're talking to?
That's what I was wondering. I was like, I bet you got some crazy ass.
I've been ran over twice crossing the street in front of my house.
You've been ran over?
Yes, I was in my wheelchair crossing the street, coming back from the liquor store. I had a four-lane road that I got across, Mexico Road. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but I was crossing that, and boom, got hit by some teenager.
Holy shit,
that was like 2 years ago.
Oh my god, are you like nothing bad? Are you all right and stuff? I mean,
I got lucky. It didn't kill me or nothing. It didn't hurt. I didn't break nothing. I got some scrapes and bruises from it. But then I also got ran over riding my bike across the road at Mexico and Mid Rivers. I was crossing the street there, and some car turned and ran over me.
Oh my god, that's
but like I said, I've survived both times without like broken bones or anything.
Well, that's good. You didn't get hurt that bad. That's good. That's fucking crazy.
Boy, yeah. Like I said, I've used quite a few of my 9 lives or how many other lives you get.
No, I bet. That's fucking crazy. I mean, it makes me want to fuck up that, beat up that person, man. That's crazy. Hitting people on a fucking road is crazy. To me, it makes me want to fuck them up. I mean, my instincts are like, beat them up. You just hit somebody in a fucking wheelchair. That's crazy as fuck. Well, but yeah, no, Brian in the comments saying that's a bad intersection. No, it is. I mean, it's always under construction. And, like, it doesn't make any fucking sense. And you let kids drive there, I guess. That's the main thing that probably happened. What do I know? Well,
it goes both ways. Like I said, I should have been doing it, but people should be paying attention, too.
Yeah, but you sound to hear shit like that. You don't hear somebody hit somebody out of the car. That's fucked up.
Because everybody nowadays are talking on their cell phones, putting on makeup, eating the fast food, all while driving.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. I hate driving.
I don't drive no more. I stick to my scooter.
Yeah. I see.
If I drive, I can't drink my beer and drive down the street like I can on my scooter.
You can legally drink and drive on a scooter?
It's a loophole that, according to the law, if you can walk down the street and drink a beer, I can drive a mobility device. A mobility device and drink a beer.
It's a loophole. I like that.
And that, me and the cops don't really see eye to eye on it, but there ain't nothing they can do about it.
that's the best guy, man. Like,
yeah, but yeah, I'm always, like I said, if you usually see me on my scooter on Mexico Road, I usually have a tall boy. If anybody's watching and you guys go to Al's PX in St. Peter's, buy me a tall boy. They'll know what kind to give me.
Brianna said your hands are cute. Your hands are cute, though, peanut butter dude, is what she said.
How cute are they? What's your snap? I can show you, I can send you peanut butter finger snaps.
Dude, I'm going to try one more time on one of the videos because that's like a huge part of like this entire thing. I was like thinking was very easy to do.
Oh, play a video?
Yeah, I'm going to try and do it again real fast. That's like fucking hilarious. I mean, that's the entire point of the. Just to, like, show people that shit.
As soon as you get off here, you'll figure it out. It'll be something stupid.
Oh, I know, dude. It's always what it is, too. Yeah, it's like. She said she gave you. There's her Snapchat. She gave it to you in the comments. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Breezy Chief is her Snapchat, so you can add her on there. And then Ladies Man 7274 said she wants to show you her melons, Craig.
I gotta be careful though. People lie about their ages. I don't want to catch no case.
All right, let's see if I get these videos working again. Because that's like the entire point. All right, so. We'll adjust. I think we got it. I think we're doing it.
Oh, there we go. I see it.
We're almost there. It just sees the play.
It's a Friday. I guess we're on that. You got lag.
I know. This sucks so bad. I can't even show the joke.
That's all good. You want to see my TikTok? Just go to that little guy on TikTok and follow me.
She said she's not selling any. I said, no melons. You got to work for that.
It's all about the melons and the peanut butter.
Well, you got anything else you want people to know before we get out of here? Or you got any questions? Or anything?
That's about it. Just follow me if you want to. Keep on following Roger. It's all good.
Fine. Yeah, thanks, brother. I'll have you back on again, man. That was fun. And hopefully get these videos okay. going.
Talk to you next time. All
right, brother. Later on.